السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ومولانا محمد خاتم النبيين، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها، فيما أنت من ذكراها إلى ربك منتهاها. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: جاءت الراجفة تتبعها الرادفة، جاء الموت بما فيه، جاء الموت بما فيه، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما ينفعنا، آمين يا رب العالمين. محترم بايو دوستو بزرگو، very respected brothers, elders and friends. امام ترمذی رحمت الله علینا اپنے کتاب الجامع السنن کے اندر، اپنے حدیث کی کتاب کے اندر ایک حدیث ارشاد فرمایا ہے، ایک حدیث نقل کیا ہے. امام ترمذی رحمت اللہ علیہ، the great imam, has narrated a hadith in his kitab. اور اس حدیث کی راوی سیدنا ابی ابن کعب رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کی صاحبزادہ ہے، کا بیٹا ہے. سیدنا ابی ابن کعب رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ، the great صحابی، the great قاری، he narrates this hadith that on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam woke up at the time of tahajjud. Rather, the hadith mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam woke up when there was one third of the night still remaining. Raat ki tihai hisse ke andar Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam neend se jaag gaye. And then he stood up and then he said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, udhkuru Allah dhikran kathira. اذكر الله ذكرا كثيرا. Remember Allah Ta'ala excessively. Allah Ta'ala ki yaad kasrat se kya karo. Tahajjud ke waqt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam jaake. To maine jab ye hadith padha tha to furan ye baat samajh mein aa gayi ki dekhiye, raat ke tihai hisse ke andar sahaba sab ke sab us waqt jaage hue hote the. Isiliye to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam apne kamre se nikle, masjid ke andar dakhil hue, dekhiye ye pure majma maujood hai. To isiliye Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne irshad farmaya, ya ayyuhan nas, ae logo, Allah Ta'ala ki zikr kasrat se kya karo. Amazing point that Rasulullah in the last third of the night came into the masjid and his room was adjacent to the masjid and he saw the masjid was filled with people. So Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed us and he said, O people, remember Allah excessively. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ja'ati rajifa tatba'uha radifa. These are two words, Quran and Majid ke andar, these two words have been mentioned, Ar-Rajifa and Ar-Radifa. Ar-Rajifa refers to the first blowing of the sur, the first blowing of the trumpet. Jab Israfil alayhi salam ko hukam diya jayega ke sur par phoonko aur pure alam ki jo kainat ka jo nizam hai wo tehas nehas ho jayega, bilkul hakka bakka ho jayega, tehas nehas ho jayega, har cheez gir padega. So when the angel Israfil alayhi salam will blow the trumpet, this is a reality. No, once it's okay, sir, I don't give you hush. Jazakallah khairan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam mentioned that this is a reality, a haqiqa. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam was speaking to the sahaba and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam said that kayfa an'amu وَصَاحِبُ الْقَرْنِ يَلْتَقِمُ الْقَرْنَ. How can I enjoy life? میں زندگی سے مزہ کس طرح اٹھاؤں، کیسے اٹھاؤں؟ When the صاحب القرن، the angel Israfil عليه السلام، the one who Allah has commanded to blow the sur، وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. When the trumpet is blown, the entire universe and all the people in it will fall down unconscious and they will die. Illa man sha'Allah, except for whom Allah keeps alive, the angel of death and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how can I enjoy life? Main zindagi se mazak kis tarah uthaun? When the angel of death has yaltaqimul qarna. Yaltaqimu in Urdu kehte, Urdu mein kehte luqma, luqma lena. When you put a morsel of food into your mouth. So yaltaqimul qarna means he has placed the trumpet, the sur in his mouth. Apne muh ke andar is tarah sur ko rakha hua hai. And he's waiting for permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mata yu'maru bin nafkhi fayunfakhu. When will Allah give him the command to blow the trumpet? And he will blow it. And he's waiting. So the Sahaba, فَكَأَنَّهُ ثَقُلَ عَلَىٰ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. When the Sahaba heard this hadith, they were so worried and so scared. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saw this. Because the way Rasulullah said this, how can I enjoy life when the angel of death has placed the sur in his mouth and he's waiting to blow it, the trumpet, the horn. The sur is a horn. Rasulullah in one hadith mentioned, أَصُورُ قَرْنٌ. It's a horn. It's like a shape like a horn. You know, in the early days they had a horn that they would blow. So it's shaped like a horn, and the angel Israfil has held it in his mouth. So the Sahaba found this very, they were terrified when they heard this. How can you live life and enjoy life when you're aware of the fact that the angel Israfil has been created and placed there with the horn in his mouth, just with an ear out waiting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the hukam, the command, so he can blow it. And he can blow it. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw their state of worry and concern, he said, قُولُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. He said, whenever anything scares you or worries you, then what you should say straight away is, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. So many lessons from this hadith. Firstly, we know about the angel Israfil who's been created. And we understand that life is very short and death will come in a time when we're not prepared for it. So I was mentioning Imam Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu mentions Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, Ja'atir rajifa, the first blowing of the trumpet will come very soon. Tatba'uha radifa, and after the first blowing of the sur, the second blowing of the sur will follow very shortly after. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, Ja'a al-mawtu bima fihi, death has come with all of its calamities. Maut ek sirf darwaza hai. اس دروازے سے دوسرے عالم میں داخل ہونا ہے یہ نہیں کہ موت سے بس انسان کی سفر ختم ہے یہ بالکل نہیں ہے موت ایک دروازہ ہے ایک جام ہے جس سے ہر ایک کو پینا ہے it's a door through which everybody has to enter death and when you die it's another journey and that journey first is very difficult journey very مشکل سفر. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying جاء الموت بما فيه, death has come with everything which is attached to it, all of the hardships, all of the calamities of death. So it's a time of tahajjud. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing the Sahaba. جاءت الراجفة يا أيها الناس اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا يا أيها الناس اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا جاءت الراجفة تتبعها الرادفة. O people, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. Allah ta'ala ki zikr ko kasrat se kya karo. Why? Because جاءت الراجفة, the first blowing of the trumpet will come very soon. And then تتبعها الرادفة, the second blowing of the trumpet will come straight after. And then death is going to come upon you. All the calamities of death are going to come upon you. Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, at that moment in time a question came to his mind. It's a beautiful question. Because we might think ke is sawal ka jo hai, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki kalam se is sawal ki koi munasabat nahi hai. This is what it seems like. What is Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu say? Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, how much of my time which I have for dua should I use to send salawat and durood sharif upon you? It seems that this question has no munasabat, has no correlation, has no connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's kalam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's discussion. Rasulullah is talking about preparing for death. Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, the question that comes to his mind, which he asks, is Ya Rasulullah, how much of my spare time should I utilize to send salawat and salutations and durood sharif upon you? And then he says, should I use one quarter of my time? One quarter. So what time is he referring to? He's referring to the time that he has set just for dua. The time that he has set just for dua, how much of that time should he use to send durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is very good. وَإِن زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ. If you increase this time, it'll be better for you. Okay, you're saying one quarter of the time of dua you're going to use for Durood Sharif. So if you increase that, it'll be better for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu said, فَنِصْفٌ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Half of my time should I use for Durood Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِن زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ. If you increase it, it'll be better for you. مطلب میں نے جتنا جو وقت اپنے صرف دعاؤں کے لیے فارغ کیا ہے, خاص کیا ہے, اس ان اوقات میں اور اس وقت میں کا کتنا حصہ کو میں رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر درود شریف بھیجنے کے لیے استعمال کروں. وہ وقت جو میں نے خاص کیا ہے صرف دعاؤں کے لیے رسول. سو ہی سیز میں اپنا اس وقت کا آدھا حصہ دعاؤں میں, درود شریف میں لگاؤں. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے ان زدت فہو خیر لک. If you increase it, it'll be better for you. Until سیدنا عبی بن کعب رضی اللہ عنہ said, یا رسول اللہ, I will use the entire وقت, the entire time that I have set aside for dua in درود شریف and salutation and sending salawat upon you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَن تُكْفَى هَمَّكْ وَتُغْفَرُ عَنْكَ ذَنْبَكْ. أو كما قال Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِذَن تُكْفَى هَمُّكْ وَتُغْفَرُ عَنْكَ ذَنْبُكْ. That if you do this, if you use all of the time you have set for dua to send durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, send durood sharif upon me, then all of your parashani, all of your musibat, all of your problems, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inko hata denge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inka kuch, inka matlab bandabas kar lenge. وَتُغْفَرُ عَنْكَ ذَنْبَكَ, and all of your sins will be forgiven. تمام گناہ معاف ہو جائیں گے اور اسی طرح تمام پریشانی مصیبت بھی دور ہو جائیں گے. So علماء فرماتے ہیں کہ look at this. When a person does dua, there's two things generally we do dua for. Firstly, یا اللہ دنیا کی تمام پریشانیوں سے یا اللہ میری مطلب جے حفاظت فرما. So this is the main thing that we ask for. But we ask it in small, small individual things. Oh Allah, my son is going through this hardship. Oh Allah, financially I'm struggling. Oh Allah, I need a big house. Oh Allah, I'm ill. Oh Allah, somebody else in my family is ill. So we ask Allah Ta'ala with one parashani. Oh Allah, this problem and this problem and this problem. But generally, if you want to put it in one big box, this is what we ask for. All of the parashani, all of the hardships, all of the concerns of the dunya, we ask Allah to remove it. That's the first main thing. And second main thing, we need the best of the akhirah. It's like the most jami' dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, give me the best of this dunya, best of the akhirah, and save me from the fire of Jahannam. So this is mainly what a person asks for. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, O Ubay ibn Ka'b, if you use all of your time for dua to send salawat and durood sharif upon me, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after all of your concerns. Allah ta'ala will forgive all of your sins. So everything you could possibly need will happen for you if you use your time to send durood sharif, salutations, salawat upon me. Every parashani, every musibat will fade away. But a person has to do durood sharif in kasrat, with excessively. We have to do durood sharif excessively. It's very important. Salawat, sending salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to do excessively. Every single pious person who became pious and a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they start their journey with durood sharif. You see, they send lots and lots, excessive durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a great saint in India, Sheikh Abdul Quddus Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi. Great wali of Allah. He was known as Qutbul Alam. One of the greatest saints in India to ever have existed. So a person, another saint many years after him, always wanted to see what was the maqam and the position of Sheikh Abdul Quddus Gangohi. He was such, everybody talks about how pious he was and his karamat and his miracles. We want to know really how close he was to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one day, either in a dream or something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him that the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki qabr mubarak hai. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pe tashreef farma hai. Rasulullah is in his grave, lying in his grave. And at his feet is standing Shaykh Abdul Quddus Gangohi. So this person had the intention that I want to see the maqam of Shaykh. I want to see his status. How close he is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the intention that he had. And one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him in his dream that Rasulullah is lying down, Shaykh is standing at his feet, and from Shaykh's mouth he's saying one thing again and again and again and again and again and again. What is he saying? Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin bi adadi kulli dharratin alfa marra. O Allah, send durood and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam har zarre ke barabar is pe hazar dafa. According to every atom, times by 1,000, send durood sharif upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he's standing there and he's reciting it and he's reciting it and he's reciting it. So we see, and many others, subhanAllah, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, it's famous about him, that after he passed away, someone saw him in a dream. Imam Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, the great faqih, we have the Shafi'i madhab, people who follow the Shafi'i madhab. So the great imam of that madhab, someone saw him after he passed away in a dream. And they asked him, "Oh great imam, how did you fare in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What happened to you in front of Allah? How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with you?" The great Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi mentioned, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave me for one reason. And that was because of this durood that I used to send excessively. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin kullama dhakarahu dhakirun wa kullama ghafala an dhikrihi al-ghafilun." Oh Allah, send salutations and salawat and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kullama dhakarahu dhakirun. Every time those who remember him, and according to every ignorant person who is ignorant of him, Allah send that much durood sharif and that much salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's this love and this ishq which creates this zeal and enthusiasm that how can I send more and more excessive salawat. The great Imam Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi alayhi, it's famous about him that I think every night he used to send 2,000 or 3,000 durood sharif before he used to go to sleep, salawat. And one night what happened was, he got married, and obviously he got married, so that night he didn't send that amount of durood sharif. So the next day there's a knock at his door and he opens the door and there's a person there, and the person says, "Oh Bishr Hafi, last night I saw in a dream Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And he said, "Go to Bishr and ask him, why did I not receive my tuhfa, my gift last night? Every night he sends me a gift, every night he sends me a present, a tuhfa, I didn't receive it last night." Imam Bishr Hafi starts to cry. And some narrations mention that night he sends double the amount of durood sharif that he used to send on a normal night. So it's all about love, my dear respected brothers and elders, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But durood sharif has so many blessings. Similarly, istighfar has so many blessings. So these are two things that we need to hold on to. Walking, talking, the great scholars would mention that durood sharif is something a person should do always, constantly. You're walking, you're sitting in a gathering, and we should use a tasbih. Tasbih is very good. But we shouldn't show the tasbih. We should hide the tasbih. One is showing a tasbih, ki bhai mere paas tasbih hai, everybody look. Chunki iske wajah se dil ke andar jo hai na, kibr bhi aa sakta hai, ghurur bhi aa sakta hai, that I'm something special, I'm someone pious. The great Imam Ibn Hajar, Ahmad Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi, was a great scholar of hadith. And in his biography, his student Imam Sakhawi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that whenever bahut bade alim the, har waqt ilm ke saath lagao aur padhna padhana aur apne majlis ke andar sirf ilm ki baatein hoti thi aksar aur beshtar, lekin the great imam would always sit with a tasbih, but he would hide it, kyunki us waqt jo hai us zamane mein ye jo khum hote hain, ye jo aasteen hote hain, bahut matlab inke andar bahut jagah hoti thi, to iske andar jo hai apne tasbih ko chupa lete the. So whenever people would sit in his gathering, people wouldn't know that he had a tasbih which was hidden, a sabbaha which was hidden inside of his sleeve. And either he would be answering, I'll finish here inshallah, either he would be answering questions of people would be asking him about knowledge, and if everybody was silent and nobody would ask him anything, Imam Sakhawi says, I knew that he would be doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he would be, you know, rolling the beads on his tasbih, but nobody would see it. Because if people see it, then it can create this arrogance in your heart. That's why the great ulama of India, I'm going to finish on this inshallah, Mawlana Shabali Thani Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, the great scholar, he used to mention that don't walk around with a tasbih, because this can create arrogance and pride. However, I'm going to finish on this point inshallah. There was in India, you had a great scholar, Sheikh Yunus Sahib, John Puri rahmatullahi alayhi, great muhaddith. He mentions that when I was young, I had two ustads. One of them used to always have a tasbih and always used to be reciting from a tasbih. And another one, he used to always kind of mock him for it. Usko cherte the, ke ye tasbah hai, tasbah. You know, he used to tease him and he used to say, this person is tasbah. He said, after they both passed away, I saw them both in my dreams. And I saw the ustad, he was just a, you know, ustad probably taught him qaida or some Quran or something from maktab level, basic level. He says, I saw that he was in a very high place in Jannah. And the other ustad who used to mock him, I saw that he was in a very terrible situation. So that's why Shaykh Yunus rahmatullahi alayhi used to always say, always have a tasbih, because he creates, you know, even if a person is ghafil, negligent, if you have the tasbih with you, you think, you know what, let me carry on doing dhikr of Allah, let me do durood sharif, let me do istighfar. And from your mouth, there's always some form of dhikr coming out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and the ability to practice upon these few things. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallah, bihamdi, shudhullahi, tastaghfiruk.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول Thank you.
Last Friday in your collection hui thi 1,080 pounds. 1,080 pound. Allah Taala tamam saathiyon ki donations ko qabool farmaye. Isi tarah Haji Mehdi Khan marhum ke liye bhi unke liye dua ki darkhast ki gayi hai. Allah Taala unko ghareeq rehmat farmaye. Allah Taala unke tamam gunahon ko maaf farmaye, unko jannat mein unche darajat naseeb farmaye. Allah Taala tamam musalman ki tamam mayyitin ko Allah Taala maghfirat farmaye. Thank you.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الشاملة رأفته العامة رحمته الذي جازى عباده عن ذكرهم بذكره فقال تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فاذكروني أذكركم وراقبهم في السؤال والدعاء بأمره فقال أدعوني أستجب لكم فأطمع المطيع والعاصي والداني والقاصي في رفع الحاجات والأمان بقوله فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله وسيد أنبيائه صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه خيرة أصفيائه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فإن ذكر الله تعالى ورفع الحاجات إليه تعالى أفضل عبادة تؤدى باللسان بعد تلاوة القرآن فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يقعد قوم يذكرون الله تعالى إلا حفتهم الملائكة وغشيتهم الرحمة ونزلت عليهم السكينة وذكرهم الله في من عنده وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر مثل الحي والميت أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات وذكر الحكيم استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها يا أيها الذين يا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم وفق ولاة المسلمين لما تحب وترضاه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Please straighten the row. Safa durus farma lijiyega. Please ensure that all gaps are filled. Mobile phones are turned off. Brother requested to come forward, inshallah. Any gaps in front of you, move forward, fill them up, inshallah. Please ensure all rows are straightened, all mobile phones are turned off. Our heels should be on the back line, the white line, the second white line. Our heels should be there, inshallah. Shoulders should be joining shoulders. Peeche se bata dijiye, inshallah, jab.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله استغفر اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضاه واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ومن عذاب النار ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم أمين.